This is the Middle East Report, your connection to truthful reporting on Israel and the Middle East. I'm John Riley. Joining me today on the Middle East Report is Fred Jackson. He is the news director for American Family News. Fred, a lot of things happening in the Middle East, but first, right here at the top, the beep that shook Beirut. What's that all about there?
Well, John, when I came into work on Monday morning this week, there were news stories quoting Prime Minister Netanyahu of Israel. He had met with his cabinet, and the public statement that he made was that Israel was going to step up its dealings with Hezbollah in Lebanon. There's been great concern in the Israeli government over the fact that on October the 8th, one day after the Hamas massacre of those Israeli citizens in southern Israel, Hezbollah began to bomb the Jewish people in northern Israel. And much of the attention of Israel's attention has been with Hamas, understandably so. But Netanyahu says, we want to get our people back into northern Israel because they have been chased from there by these Hezbollah attack. So what happened, but within 24 hours after making that statement or less, we got news stories of pagers being carried by Hezbollah terrorists exploding simultaneously. And it shocked the world. Pagers exploding. How did this happen? Well, apparently, now Israel has not taken responsibility for this, but the belief is that Israel was able to intervene in the shipping, at least, of these pagers to Hezbollah and found a mechanism to superheat the lithium batteries inside these pagers, and they exploded. At least, I think it was 24 people died, Hezbollah terrorists died, and many thousands of these Hezbollah terrorists were injured. Within 24 hours after that, apparently some Hezbollah terrorists were carrying walkie-talkies, and some of those walkie-talkies began to explode. Several other people died. So I think most people say this is just the brilliance of the Israeli army and how they're able to capture technology to allow them to do that kind of thing. Let us remember this: they're at war with these Hezbollah terrorists. Hezbollah has been lobbing bombs into northern Israel and killing Israelis there as well. So later in the week, Hezbollah responded. They threw about 140 rockets into northern Israel on Friday, and Israel responded to that. So we just have to remember, John, this is all part of a war not started by Israel, but started by Hezbollah and Hamas terrorists, and we have to be mindful of that. Israel is at war, and it is trying to wrap this up by any mechanism that it can, but it is simply defending itself.
One of the things we also have to realize is you have to be careful about the news media that you consume because they're twisting it all in, the Palestinians' favor and even Hamas's favor as well. And so, Fred, that's why we always encourage people to go to American Family News. You have an entire news team that's dedicated to keeping people informed on what's happening in that region, what's happening around our country politically. And I truly do appreciate everything that your team does.
You are welcome. And we are dedicated to this. We are a Christian-based, biblically-based news service. We love Israel. We love the Jewish people.
Well, I want to encourage you to please go to AFN.net. That's the website that you can go to look at all the news information. They've got videos, they've got news stories, original stories, all of that available for you. Plus, and I want to highly encourage you to do this, download the AFN app, get that on your mobile device. That way you have it whenever you need it. AFN.net, and you can search for American Family News on any of the app stores out there. That's the Middle East Reports. I'm John Riley. Thanks for listening. Podcasts of the show are available when you go to AFR.net or wherever you get your podcasts.